This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in the northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Nexalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. Earlier, participating in the discussion, M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of the security personnel and vacant position in Central Armed Police Force. After the Home Minister's reply, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said, under the Digital Agri Mission, a digital identity card will be provided to every farmer of the country. Replying to a debate in Lok Sabha on the demands for grants related to his ministry, for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said, through this initiative, the farmers can avail the benefits of various government schemes. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the AIIMS faculty to launch an awareness drive on the issue of mental health to make people aware of this hidden sickness. Addressing the 49th convocation of All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in New Delhi last evening, the president said, emotional health issues pose a serious challenge in today's world. In another event, President Murmu has said that the sensitivity towards a deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization. The president said the preamble of the constitution speaks about social justice, equality of status and dignity of the individual. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They reviewed ongoing cooperation, initiatives in the maritime domain and avenues of reinforcing international and regional mechanisms for comprehensive maritime security. Secretary Eastern Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar held a consultative meeting with State Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia, Mungtuk Shing Lakhanajav. Both sides discussed further strengthening of India-Mongolia strategic partnership and maintaining high-level engagements. Government has said that India's position on Ukraine-Russia conflict is well known and understood as well. It said India has always advocated for sincere and practical engagement between the two parties and other key stakeholders through dialogue and diplomacy to arrive and find lasting resolution for the conflict. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's conversations with both parties to the conflict as well as with other stakeholders have been in line with this larger approach. Replying to a query on India-EU collaboration, Mr. Jaiswal said defence is an important area of collaboration with the European Union for India and this partnership is expanding. On Pakistan, the MEA spokesperson said, the world clearly knows that the real issue is Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. In London, Heathrow Airport has resumed some flights after a fire at a nearby electricity substation forced the airport to close. Some incoming flights from Europe are being prioritised with some outgoing flights. Heathrow Airport Chief Executive Thomas Woolby has said that the airport will be back in full operation today. Meanwhile, the fire brigade has informed that the fire near Heathrow Airport that knocked out power to one of the world's busiest airports is now under control. In Swiss Open Badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the women's doubles semi-finals in Basel, Switzerland yesterday. Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Teresa and Gayatri defeated Hong Kong China's 8-seeded pair Yung Na Ting and Yung Pu Lam 21-18-21-14. They will face People's Republic of China's Liu Shengshu and Tan Ning in the semi-finals today. All other Indian players have already bowed out of the championship after losing their pre-quarter final matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.